it's always a little bit nerve-wracking before a debate.
As she arrived at RTE, Dana didn't seem anxious, but as the debate neared an end in the primetime studio, suddenly she started reading from a prepared script.
It has come to my attention that yet further allegations, this time of a most untrue and malicious, vile nature, have been levelled against a member of my family. Let it be known that lawyers have already been instructed to forensically investigate a particular communication.
What allegations?
That spread this vile false accusation, which attempts to implicate me and destroy my good character.
Despite being pressed by Miriam O'Callaghan, she wouldn't go into any further detail. It's understood she was referring to a possible story that some newspapers are aware of, but have for now at least decided not to publish for legal reasons. She left RTE through a side door, avoiding the waiting media, a decision defended by the organisation's Peter Feeney.
Well, nobody scuttled down at the side door. She woman wanted to leave. She was tired and emotional. That's ridiculous. Scuttled her out the side door. Will you choose your language more carefully? She was upset and tired. Is that not a human reaction?
Asked in the debate if she would consider withdrawing from the race, she declared a wish not to give in to malicious intent, but that she had expressed an intention to pull out if more allegations were made.